Let's touch a little bit upon the Green Star. You guys have new Green Star light bar, for one thing. Let's start off with that one.
We're kind of going back to basics with that light bar and the Starfire 300. The Starfire 300 is a WAAS-only GPS receiver that can provide 13-inch pass-to-pass accuracy. And if you pair that with the Green Star light bar, you've got yourself a manual guidance system. The light bar, for those people that are just getting into precision ag and they can get a more efficient, more accurate pass, you still have control of the vehicle, but they're watching that light bar to get a more efficient pass.
Let's kind of walk through how the light bar works. I read there's green and red lights.
Mm-hmm. Green lights are basically, there's three green lights in the middle for when you're right on the line, and then if you steer off that line, each dot represents 4 inches that you're off. So each 4-inch segment that you're off, those lights are going to light up, and you're supposed to drive toward the light to go ahead and get back on track.
And why did you guys see the need for this simpler system?
Just a lot of producers out there today still haven't adopted Precision Ag, and that's one way that they can just get started with Precision Ag, get the feel for it, and still get those benefits, but just not with the more advanced systems that might overwhelm them, or they aren't just quite there yet to get those on those operations.
You guys have a new display for the Green Star system?
Mm-hmm. We also came out with the GS2 1800 display. Right now we have original and also the GS2 2600, which the 2600 is kind of the top of the line, the one that's got the more advanced systems on it. We felt the need to have one kind of in the middle for those customers that are a little bit above an entry-level system but don't quite want all the bells and whistles of an advanced system. So we came out with the 1800, and that's able to do right now auto track, swath control pro, and on-screen mapping.
Is it also an entry-level display for the next thing we're going to talk about, which is the SeedStar 2 monitoring system, right?
In a way, yeah. 1800 as well as the 2600 will run the SeedStar 2 monitoring system, which we just released here not too long ago. SeedStar 2 actually combines what used to have to be on two monitors down onto one, so we can see all that same great planting and seeding information on one display in full color.
Let's delve into the benefits that the SeedStar 2 offers farmers and growers.
Okay. SeedStar 2, obviously, it's a monitoring system for seeding, so they see a lot of that information that they need to see while they're going through the field. Population information, blockage, seed counting if they're running an air cart, and as well, they can see the same critical information for their advanced systems like AutoTrack, things like that. They can see that all on one screen at their fingertips in full color. So,
and it seems like AutoTrack has been widely adopted, but you did talk about the adoption rates a little bit with Precision. What do you think is going to help farmers segue into more use of these technologies?
Just getting a little bit more education on them through our awesome John Deere dealer network. They can get a lot of great information about the AutoTrack. It's continuing, starting to grow. A lot of people are adopting it. They really love it, and it's just probably, and now it's more available through the different platforms, combines, sprayers, tractors, whatever. It's very adaptable, and they can use it throughout the entire growing season. So once one of the friends get it, usually another friend adopts it. So it's a cool technology.
And it sounds like you guys are developing all kinds of different stages and levels of entry as far as expense.
Yep, it's scalable accuracy, so they can start with a lower level accuracy, and if they want to get more accurate, more precise, they can go all the way up to RTK, which again is now available through a lot of dealership networks. And then we have different systems. We can kind of custom build a system that's right for them with the different displays, the different receivers, to get an advanced system that they really like.
Okay, I think that covers all the questions I have for you.
Sweet.
All right, thanks.